Hi, it's Mark Graven. Welcome to Lean Blog Audio. This is episode 367. Today I'm reading a post that was published April 29th, 2024, titled "Don Peterson, Ford CEO Who Learned from Dr. Deming, Passes Away at 97. If you'd like to visit the blog post and get the links and articles that I've referenced here, you can look for a link in the show notes or go to leanblog.org/audio367. The other day, I read about the passing of Donald E. Peterson. He was a key CEO for Ford Motor Company in the 1980s, from 85 to 1990. The Detroit Free Press wrote about him in an obituary titled, "Former Ford CEO Don Peterson, who spent 41 years with automaker, dies at 97. From that article, industry analyst John McElroy, host of Autoline After Hours webcast and podcast, said that Peterson was a real change agent at Ford. Don Peterson brought W. Edwards Deming into Ford, the guru of gurus of quality experts, and that had a transformational impact on Ford's quality. So I'd say that said, CEOs to follow, including current Ford CEO Jim Farley, have faced quality issues, even after defects were reduced 66% at Ford during the 80s. Again, from that article, the Deming influence is clear. Peterson would talk about the need to drive fear out of an organization, McElroy recalled, adding Peterson felt, "Management cannot treat itself as superior to the lowest person on the assembly line. You have to treat them as equals." Well, to me, that sounds like what Toyota calls respect for people. Peterson worked to change a culture that had a long, troubled history, again from the article. Workers, quite simply, were afraid of offending their bosses. Their subordinates were expected to display loyalty to the chief, the LA Times wrote in a profile of Peterson in 1996. It seems that Peterson realized that teamwork and helping people feel safe speaking up were the keys to success. That was true in the 1980s. It's even more true today. I mean, now we would use language about psychological safety and breaking down silos. So what did Dr. Deming say? I could only find one reference to Peterson in Dr. Deming's books. From the book Out of the Crisis, Deming wrote, "Leadership instead of the annual rating at Ford. The foregoing principles became clear a few years ago to Donald D. Peterson, now CEO of the Ford Motor Company. Ford's changes will be a powerful signal to all Western industry that at least one big company is vitally concerned about the company's most important resource, meaning the people that work there. The main reason to make the change is to remove an important inhibitor to the company's program of continual improvement of quality and productivity." Well, Dr. Deming, of course, advocated for eliminating the annual performance review and substituting that with leadership and ongoing coaching. I wonder how far that movement really got at Ford. I mean, I bet they have traditional or typical annual reviews today. I'd be curious to learn more about that history. There were other obituaries and remembrances. The Wall Street Journal reported on his death and career, headlined, "Donald D. Peterson, who boosted quality at Ford Motor, dies at age 97. It says in the article, "Along with doing the obvious by cutting costs, Peterson brought in the quality consultant W. Edwards Deming, then in his 80s, who had long been revered in Japan and ignored in his homeland, the U.S. The strategy for quality control shifted from spotting defects in finished cars to designing and making them right in the first place." Peterson is quoted as saying, "Managing only for profits is like playing tennis with your eye on the scoreboard and not on the ball." The journal emphasized Peterson's emphasis on shifting from a, quote, dictatorial culture into one based on a freer exchange of ideas. After retiring as CEO, Peterson was on the board of Boeing, where he met Alan Mulally, who later became CEO of Ford. The article said they found Ford and Boeing faced similar challenges. And how many of those challenges does Boeing still face today? Now, Peterson didn't like the culture at Ford. He considered quitting many times, but stuck with it. Again, the journal article says, he joined Ford in 1949 and helped create a planning department. Quote, "I was introduced into an environment that was largely run by fear," he said in A Better Idea, a 1991 book he co-wrote with John Hillkirk. Quote, Life inside the company was typically defied by some head honker of, say, the assembly operations, who would come to work hat on his head at 3:30 in the morning. That meant everyone who worked under him had to be there at 3. That kind of boss was absolutely dictatorial. I've ordered that book from Amazon. It was, it's a used copy at this point. It was really cheap. I might blog about that book in the future. Now, thankfully, Peterson was exposed to parts of Ford that had a better culture. Again, quoting, in 1971, he was named vice president and general manager of the truck operation. There he found a more collegial working culture where, quote, nobody was afraid to speak up. That experience inspired his later sermons on teamwork. Now, I believe strongly that a team or a business unit where nobody is afraid to speak up is a function of leaders and how they behave. It's not because the team has better employees who are more courageous or have higher character. Again, it's that feeling of psychological safety. And, you know, it's just really fascinating to see that parts of Ford seem to have that even in 1971. In Bloomberg's story, Peterson's desire to help others is evident. Now, some leaders perpetuate the abuse they faced, but thankfully some leaders want to break that cycle. From the Bloomberg piece, it said, time and again, Peterson would tell interviewers and audiences he didn't want Ford employees to be subjected to the same abusive treatment that he himself had encountered during his climb up the corporate ladder. That's what Paul Ingracia and Joseph B. White wrote in Comeback, The Fall and Rise of the American Automobile Industry, a 1994 book. And that's a book I've read in recent years. Now, as Forbes shared, nobody is perfect. It said, while CEO, Peterson was also a public advocate for a collaborative management style, giving interviews and speeches on the topic. Books published after his tenure, such as 1994's Comeback, depicted Peterson as not practicing what he preached, sometimes engaging in outbursts at subordinates. Peterson responded to that reporting saying, no one can live like a saint every day of their lives, he told the authors, adding he had started cultural change at Ford. As the blog Ford Authority wrote, looking back, there's no denying the tremendous impact Donald Peterson had on Ford at the time and in the ensuing years, as he oversaw the transition of the Taurus to a more modern, rounded design that set a trend for the entire industry, as well as the launch of the Explorer, which changed the automotive landscape forever by making SUVs more mainstream. The company's statement said, he insisted on teamwork and excellence in the name of customers and guided Ford through a period of revitalization and intense competition in the global auto industry. Donald pushed his teams to design and deliver vehicles they'd be proud to park in their own driveways, a standard to which we still hold ourselves. So my condolences to his family and people who knew Don Peterson. Rest in peace. Again, to read this blog post, to read the articles I've linked to, look in the show notes or go to leanblog.org/audio367. Thanks.